On Sunday, January 25th, an event was organized by the Women's Center of the Downtown Eastside called Stand for the Downtown Eastside, Protest the Street Sweeps and Targeting of the Poor. The communique that was on the poster that was put all over the Downtown Eastside said, "All, including men, welcome. Significant street sweeps have been occurring in the Downtown Eastside, from increased and aggressive ticketing for things like jaywalking to complete gentrification of Pigeon Park. Leading up to the 2010 Olympics, such measures are meant to cleanse the neighborhood and to intimidate Downtown Eastside residents. We are standing together to show that we will not be scared. Stand for the Downtown Eastside." We were there to cover the event, to see what was happening there, and to support the people who were talking about their experiences. A lot of what was said was very inspiring. I was interested to listen mostly because, the event was organized mostly by women. A lot of women that I recognize from the streets of the Downtown Eastside or that I've seen before at the Women's Center, including a lot of Native women, which is a group that is particularly affected by the things that were the reason for this protest. At the same time, being there was very hard for me and frustrating, because even at that protest, which specifically talked about police control, oppression, etc., you know, a police force was present and it was invited by the people organizing the protest. So to me it wasn't actually going against what these people said they were going against in some ways, because we were still being controlled and observed by that police force. And just this is some of what I thought.
Yeah, what did you think of the strategies that were used?
I think that it's really important to talk, and to talk not only on intellectual level, but to share experiences. And that is something that really happened during that protest. You know, people were telling personal stories, something that I thought was necessary. At the same time, it felt kind of empty just to join and still a very like controlled format. Then to go and stand in front of the Vancouver Police Department, claim rights or something, you know, like people were saying, "Oh, we'll tell them what we think," you know, when to me, there's nothing to say to the police. They're not somebody I want to deal with. They're not somebody to me, you know. They're a force that I just feel too strongly against to say that we're in this together and we can talk it over. Or just seem really shallow and not going to the root. Yeah, not going to the root of the problems. Yeah, blocking the traffic for a little period of time. Maybe people who were in their cars at that moment thought like, "Oh, something's going on." It's not enough. It's too small.
Kind of, I will hear from it in the news instead of actually feeling the change that it could bring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a really symbolic event, really mediatic. Instead of, as you say, going to the root, instead of organizing so it actually changes and we can feel it together and organize towards it. But I feel that it's once again cultivating this desperation, this despair together, and we're so despaired that we go at the police station to ask them for help,
yeah,
as they are the first that we are like joining together to, because we're criticizing them, because we don't want them to exist, because we feel abused every day in our daily life by those people. And the first one we go when we join together is the first place where we go is there, it's in, mm-hmm, to ask help or whatever, or to ask to the government, as like we all know that if we're born in this world so miserable, it's because people are governing our lives and that we have no will that can be expressed, because we're governed since, you know, day one. Our life is miserable, is controlled by forces that doesn't obviously have the same interest that we do.
Mm-hmm.
They have the interest to exploit us, to rape us, to use us, to make of us their machines, their guns, their children, whatever, but they have no desire for us to live.
But we don't all know that, you know? You were saying, like, we all know that it's because of, like, maybe we feel it, but it's hard to put a finger on it, you know, to say, like, that's why, you know, we don't all know how oppressed we are. And that's what of the things I thought was really obvious at that event, that, like, people who were there were critical of something, but not everyone there thought that the police shouldn't exist. A lot of people were being like against police brutality, but not against the existence of the system. You know, and that's something that was hard to be there and to agree on some things. You know, like that there is a something to criticize and to go against, at the same time knowing that we can't like unite with everyone that was there, you know, on, you know, like on the same page, or it's not the,
yeah. And something that you just said reminds me of saying that this manifestation was really reformist in a way that it was criticizing the brutality of the police instead of its existence,
yeah,
the existence itself of the police. And it reminds me of one commentary you said about asking that the Olympics puts money, instead of that the government puts money in the Olympics, that the government puts money in the homes. Could you tell more about that comment you did earlier?
Oh, you said misgoverned already. Like, to think that it's a choice we ask the government to take, to put more money on housing and less money on Olympics. It's like thinking that the government made this by choice and not participate to a ruling class society and to a ruling class system that prefer to organize that kind of events like the Olympics to reinforce the ruling class global system and put more repression on poor people.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I feel like a lot of activists who are really into like pacifism or like reformist actions, it's like they refuse to see that we are at war already, and that like the police and other bodies of authority are leading a war against anything that is not them, anything that is not obeying to them, and that for them an event like this one is like a great opportunity to like check out people. Oh, who's active in the No 2010 scene? What's their faces? And I felt like some of these people were really oblivious to that. Or they weren't, but anyway, they're gonna stay between the lines, so it's not a real problem. And like staying between the lines is a big problem, I find. Because, yeah, it's just accepting that, yeah, ultimately the police does have power over us, and it'll keep being that way. When, like, for the police force, there's no intention on their part of, like, listening or dialogue. They were there to make sure nobody, you know, makes any shit, and to do some, probably, like, check out faces. Like, we saw some, people that were having behaviors that seemed like they were maybe undercover cops. And, you know, the police wasn't there at all to listen to the activists and to be like, oh, let's compromise here. Let's find a balanced way between you and us. No, like,
and that would be compromising our will anyway, compromising with the police.
Yeah.
If we dialogue with the state, obviously we'll have to do some compromising there, I'd say. And we do enough already. It's like, if it be actually contestation, if it would actually contest and change the world we live in, our condition of abuse and all, to join together and share and fight together as we did, well, if it would actually be effective, obviously there would be a response. There would be a response of the people that have interest and have all the money and all the arms and all the protection to spit on us and to stop us from changing their conditions, their privileged conditions. Obviously there would be a response, but the fact that there is no response, just, and also just in general, the fact that there's police walking one by one in downtown Eastside through all those people in the streets, sometimes crowded and hungry and all, but the police can just pass by, you know, one, two, and the fact that they are not scared to pass like that, they're not scared to leave their car without nobody in it for all night, proves that there is no contestation.
And to have like 10 cops, cars, just tonight on the street without any contestation, without any movement of revolt. Mm-hmm. After this day of yesterday,
it's like contestation now. Yeah, there is contestation. Actually, there is place for it. Maybe one day there will be the Ministry of Contestation, you know? It's like part of this democracy. And everybody are, as you were saying before.
It's a really, like, good thing to maintain, like, the lie of democracy or whatever that's supposed to be. Like, that everyone is considered through, like, the concept of opinions. There's so many people talking. What that hides is that, like, yeah, we can say a lot of things, but we can't do anything.
There's also a lot of compromising in actually being able to see your opinion. Like, for this event, they need to say to the police, oh, like, 1 week in advance, hey, we will say our opinion at the corner of Main and Hastings.
You're right.
So can you encircle us, please, because we are going to contest you, too. Like, there's a lot of compromising in the liberty of what you can say and what you, not only what you can do, but also, I don't think you can have free speech, like, where you can say whatever you want, because it had impacts, especially if there's not so many space between what you say and what you do. Maybe that encourages to that there is this space that never stops to grow between what we say and what we do.
Yeah. It's more like the like corporate media, let's say, will just like maintain that idea that everybody that exists in society, like, is represented through them, you know, and that they're giving a chance to everyone, and, you know, that everyone is represented since everyone has the chance to vote. Not taking in consideration that this system is very narrow and very oppressive in its basis.
What will be preferable to fight against police, against the police state, against this terror, against the population, against poor in particular?
Well, yeah, I think that in a way that would be more effective, that would be preferable, that it actually has an impact on what we live in and how we are oppressed by the omnipresent situation, like the police, like the state, like the governance, like the enterprise that rapes the earth and rapes everybody, all its people, all its fruits, like every second. So that actually it changes it. We organize independently of all this domination and fight at the root, and I think that, like, without compromising so much, you know, without compromising at all.
Yes, but are the concrete ways to fight? What will be the examples of effective fights against this?
Well, I think there is already, but there is not enough. But there is already examples that we can be inspired by. I was surprised that all those Native women was involved yesterday, and that we didn't evoke the idea of blocking many of these things, as so many blockades have been existing in the last years in the Native struggles here in Canada. That's it. That inspired me anyway.
I think that the way maybe the protests started, you know, like a lot of people uniting in the street is like a good beginning. Not that the protest itself is beginning for a larger movement, but just like the fact to unite a lot of people in the street. But then from there, not stay between the rules of what you're supposed to do as a citizen, but to refuse your role as a citizen, to refuse your role as a dominated, as a, yeah, as what they tell you that you're supposed to be, and then to go, like, actually against, like, in the present moment, not just with your words, not just say, like, I hope that someday we won't be oppressed and that it will be their own decision to back away, you know, because they won't make that decision. So a more effective manner is just to say, like, no, like, we won't call you before having our gathering, we won't respect your building, we won't respect the existence of the city. The city is something that I don't want to exist. I think that following your something that's more like visceral in you is really important. Like, I thought that yesterday a lot of people were like really shallow, almost like look bored, and it was a really weird contrast because they were talking about, like, we're outraged, but, like, I didn't feel any real rage, you know?
Yeah, civil disobedience, you know?
No.
And nobody was organized for it, I felt, you know? Nobody was, we didn't have trained, there wasn't meetings before, like, or this really restrict meeting at, like, an organism that I don't trust in, because works with the government, because he's really authoritarian in his way to proceed inside, and he's really pacific, like, always say to the woman inside to shut up when they just begin to argue, really controlling, and that we could see also in the protest. Like, we were organized by a few that knew who were going to speak, you know, where we were going to go, how it was going to proceed. And even, I just thought, like, if there was someone that just had the idea to whatever, begin a confrontation with the cop or spread paint on the police station or burn a car or whatever, it's it. Like, it would have, I thought that people would even be pissed at this person, because yeah, it would be like, yo, it's actually working on. Like, you know, we're not being arrested, everything is going, why why do you disobey to this procedure that is like microsystemic, t'sais?
And also, like you said, not collaborating with organisms that recreate these hierarchies and just these like authoritarian relationships, and also like work really hard at not recreating those relationships like among us, you know, not like dominate each other, not like follow all the roles that we've been taught to play out, consumerist, our individuals, our citizen, our men and women, and follow all these rules that are like really deep in us, to like fight hard to reject all those, because like all those things that I mentioned like are really systems of control, and if we don't get rid of those, then I'm scared that in a movement of resistance we just like recreate the institutions that we're trying to fight. So that's like one of the first things, I think. What about you?
What about me? Well, I think it's difficult because it's a context of isolation, and a lot of actions are going on around Canada, like against the police states, against surveillance, like broken cameras, broken windows, broken fires, police cars, etc., etc. But they are most, like I said, isolated. So it happens sometimes, and most of the times nothing really happens against this state, both by the capitalism system, by the state, by the patriarchy, by all this kind of domination systems. And I think the people are very submit. They submit themselves to the order, this world order, this daily order of work, this police presence about commerce and all that shit happen around the world, war. I think most of what we have to do is to begin by stand up and stop that submission, and doing like the people in Greece, doing riots, doing insurrections, both social relation, not unlike doing our own life, or just going to work, or just going to school, but begin to trash all this system who oppress ourselves each day of our lives, like block everything is going on,
and build on our own bases, on bases that just more powerful, more instinctive, more nourishing, just more savage, on which we can feel, we can emancipate from all our fucks, from all our submission. And there was some of that too at the protest, and that's the reason why I went, was to meet people and to work towards that, to speak with people like, hey, what you think of those bases we're protesting on? Is it exactly it? Like, is it actually going to the root? And a lot of people were like, no, I don't know, man. I don't know why we asked the government to help us. You know? Like, I think he won't do anything, too, because they have been to things like that before, and nothing changed since like 30 years for them, too. So they're like, yeah, no, I think we have to organize another way, because I'm tired to be repressed every day, too. And yeah, it was great, too, to hear strong women talk, too, in a sensitive way of their emotions, even if this, in this context, talk about what they live. It's hard to create those conditions, people to express and to share. And I think another important thing to work towards too is create space where we can build those links. Just like in Greece, there was many comments said about the reappropriation of the space and how it was important too. Like universities that were appropriated, how it was important to create there. Yeah, we have to destroy it to make space because we're invaded so much and so much colonized by all this crap, as you say, but same time to find ways to communize, to link together.
And also it has to be constant, you know? It has to be our lives, because right now we're pretty much at a state of like non-life. There's so much destruction that there's just no life left, and that's, you know, something that is alive, the will to fight, and it has to be all the time, I think, to actually mean something. Like if it's just one isolated event amongst so many other, going for a coffee, buying a shirt, going to school, and going to a protest. It can't be like that. It has to be everything we do because it's just so big.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the sentence in the this occupation of a TV in Greece. Stop listening to the TV and go on streets. And to stop everything that's going on the streets, like here on the downtown east side or everywhere in this world. And maybe trash the streets also, because they are a part of the city, like you said. The city is also destroying life in general.
And before a situation like what's going on in Greece is possible here, to still in other ways work really hard so that we express this revolt that we feel in everything we do and try to communicate it as best as possible with other people that maybe we want to unite with to do this. I guess that was one of the reasons that we went to this protest, was to find some people that we wanted to communicate and unite with and see if we can share those ideas and those critics about the way it was done on January 25th. And yeah, maybe like we can go further with some people who have experienced the downtown east side for a long time.
Mm-hmm. We can organize more effectively. So we actually end with this fucking world.
And if we want more information, what we have to do?
Well, there's the website no2010.com. A lot of people know, and where there's a lot of information that passes every day.
I don't know, I think maybe a good way that I've gathered information is just to think about one aspect of this huge problem and try to notice it all the time. Just let's say I start thinking about the omnipresence of male dominance, and then everything I do throughout all the day, I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it. I collect examples, I talk about it with people, I confront the people who are imposing this reality. Just, yeah, gather information from life.
Or you can, if you speak French, you can go on my favorite website, it's 77.3.5.